Welcome to the Pioneer Podcast, episode 159, I believe. We're here in the studio. Myself, Jarrett, Soup, and Say is in studio. Say's been with us a couple times online, and then he was back in the old... Where were you back in the old studio? Where were you? You were in here before?
Once.
Hey, what 2v2 scenarios would we win in, and then what would you... Like, if we went up against each other in something right now, what would us two win in, and what would you two win in?
Basketball.
Basketball, yeah. You what win about basketball, like, we'd probably win in...
It doesn't have to be sports.
Video games, maybe.
Video games, they probably win.
Yeah, they will.
Well, it depends on what... Cause...
What about, like, the main paintball course we always go to with the
inflatables?
Hell
no, I hate paintball. I'm scared to death.
Okay, so you guys
being hit by paintball?
Oh, remember we went for Cooley's birthday or something forever ago?
Yeah.
I hid, and then whenever people started shooting, I said, I'm out. I've never been hit.
What about 10 minutes to eat as many wings as possible? I'm worried about Jubb.
It's me versus Jubb.
It really is.
But then it's, I'm sorry, it's you versus
Jarrett. I think I beat Jarrett.
I think you can
get me. Me and Jubb will be close.
See, but say, I think you would be, if we're going for speed, like speed and amount, I think you struggle.
No.
Okay.
But if we were going for stamina, for like length,
or the cleanest wing, the cleanest bone.
2v2 amazing race.
I'm not running for shit.
No. You don't have to run.
I hate the amazing.
You gotta. Have you ever seen it?
That's
horrible.
Is that show still on?
Dude, you gotta get like you gotta read clues and get on planes and get on trains and stuff and like solve puzzles. Like you'll start in New York and you're gonna end up in London.
Is that like
I'm a challenger? I would say challenge.
Isn't that crazy? Say that and the fact I don't know if anybody watching this or listening to this knows of the challenger watches it. But did I tell you that I met Soup? That I met Fessy and Josh.
Where were
from
they?
The challenge
in Pittsburgh?
They came to the Pirate game throughout the first pitch, and I got to meet both.
Are they
of them.
Do they have Pittsburgh ties or did
no? They were just were here.
Our social media team was just like, let's reach out.
I forget
to them.
It was my boss that reached out to him, and I forget what they were there for. Some they were at some club at Pittsburgh doing something.
Do you think
both really cool? They were really, really cool. Fessy surprised the hell out of me. He was really
massive.
Big, but he was the nicest dude. Like, he's totally different from what he was like on the show.
I haven't watched that show at all, and I hate those game shows, like the competition
hater,
shows.
Bro.
I can't stand those. But one thing that I know, if we were gonna do that, the only I don't know a lot of them, but I remember a couple. I'm not going to say the one that I know first because I would say you would do well in it.
Tunnel Brawl.
The Hall Brawl?
Hall Brawl. Yeah. That you would do well in the Hall Brawl. But then, do you remember the one, and you guys will remember this more clearly than I do. I think the girl's name was Ninja.
Ninja,
yeah.
Ninja. And they climbed up something. They were putting pegs in.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
the girl.
And she choked.
Well,
she came down and she did the, like, what is that, RVD? Or who is that?
That's
DMX. Yeah. D-Generation X, and then, but she put the thing in the wrong...
She forced it in a non-like spot.
Yeah.
And so then they called it back, and she got... Ninja went and touched it and won.
Yeah.
She was in Ninja's face doing the suck it.
Do you remember the
I
one?
Remember that.
Which season was it when they had the big rope and they had to go through the cars to, like, create a knot?
And
then you had
Jay
to take
beat,
it out.
Jay beat, what's the CT?
Yeah.
It was like
that
the biggest
crazy.
Upset ever.
Yeah.
And I wish, if you like watch the show, you'll know what we're talking about. It's basically
it's like a modern Survivor.
Yeah.
Almost.
It's kind of like Survivor, and like there's like
way
elimination
crazier.
Games and that
daily challenge.
It depends on, daily challenges. You get sent into elimination. And if
would
like,
you like doing that?
I think
if
it'd be
I had
a,
the
I would
stamina,
like to.
Yes.
I think I could be pretty good.
Jarrett
I think I could
be
a pretty good.
Good.
I think besides if I got in like, but like, to, it was so funny
would you like
when
the
I
social
thought
about, aspect of the
yes,
game.
Yes, I think
that
I could
be
really.
Part.
I think I could be really
so
good at
I
that.
Think that'd be the best.
But like when I met Fessy, I thought about like if I was in a hall brawl with him, he would kill me.
Yeah.
Like I would be so it would I would have to be in an elimination with like brains or like speed against him because like if it was a hall brawl and a hall brawl, if people don't know that, it's literally. Like a
plexiglass,
it's a corridor.
Yeah,
it's a corridor.
Plexiglass that goes. It's about like maybe 3 feet wide, and you just got to sprint down the hall and just
first
smash into
wins.
Somebody. And first one on the other side wins. But that's our that was our quick rant on the challenge. And Fessy Soup. I wanted to get into you just said says oh my
god, we got big issues.
Said something that you had issues
we
about
got big
your
issues.
Clothes.
I don't know what's going on. We have unbelievable detergent. We have these new little smelly ball things.
Great stuff.
What are those?
Are they the scent beads?
Yeah,
unstoppable.
They smell unbelievable.
Yeah, really good stuff.
And I think I know the issue. Sammy told me what's going on, but my shirt stinks and it just got washed. I think it's because when I sweat in it and I let it sit in my dirty clothes for a day or two and don't wash it immediately, it needs washed twice. Like I,
really? I don't think so.
My shirt stinks.
I don't
you leave
think
it
so.
To wash.
Do you yeah, wash it and then leave it in the wash for a while?
No, no. I like say I go and sweat in this. The same shirt right now that I'm wearing that stinks. Mm-hmm. It just got washed last night, which was Tuesday, but I sweated in it on Sunday and it didn't get washed until Tuesday. I think it needs washed same day. This type of material.
No,
like,
usually
like something's not
a
right.
Wash should get the stench yeah. off.
Even if it's like sweaty,
something. Yeah,
you got like rotten yeah. water or something.
Yeah,
dude. I don't know.
Is this a new? Did you get new
detergent?
Because this is at your new house, right?
Yes.
And did you get a new washer and dryer? Or this like old?
Yeah. No, it's the same washer and dryer, but not all my clothes stink. It's just random. It's like a random shirt here and there, and I think it's my workout shirts. I don't know what's going on, dude.
I mean, maybe it's not. Is it your clothes? That shirt.
It might be me. It might be me.
What? Well, you've been working out pretty hard.
Yeah,
speaking
but
of working
put,
out.
I still put deodorant
congratulations,
on.
By the
yeah,
way.
Thanks.
On
it's
your,
it's job
what
to
did
say.
You, what did you, I saw that they were all, point that picture.
Yeah,
that, you
that was my 100th class at that.
Oh,
place.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean,
I was wondering what that meant.
When you, if you didn't have that shirt on and you sweat, do you stink when you sweat?
No, dude, I'll tell you this. I had work clothes on earlier and I smelled fine. I put this on and it stinks. I put another workout shirt on 2 days
ago. So that
ago and it stunk.
It stunk
maybe,
before
what
you.
About,
something with sweating did, in my clothes.
What
and
about
it's not, the sweat's not getting out.
When you dry your clothes, maybe was it like maybe damp and it maybe wasn't there, fully dried?
Maybe.
And there, you put it away and it kind of just got all.
There have been some biggest times when my shirts and stuff have stunk like because they don't dry correctly.
That might be it. Maybe the loads are too big I'm putting in the wash.
Yeah, that's it.
Definitely,
that's a,
I bet that's
well, yeah, that could be it, because if it's too much, then it can't clean it, right? Yeah. So
dude,
that might
because
be
this,
it.
That's, this is my biggest, like, this would be my own personal
what,
pet peeve stinking.
What do you guys, how often do you wash your clothes?
Well, Cooley says every time he wears anything, he puts it in the wash. That's
oh,
insane.
Boy. Oh boy!
No, I mean,
no.
Like if I like
jeans,
if
probably every third time I wear the jeans. Is that gross?
Maybe two. Maybe two.
I mean, no, I'm not sweating in my
I'm
jeans.
Fine. I remember listening to you guys talking about this. I'm okay with like, if you were just like sitting around in a shirt, like
it truly depends what you do.
Yes,
yeah.
To me, like if you're doing nothing, you don't need to just wash
no.
it because you were in it. I don't care if you were in it for 30 seconds. If you were sweating your ass off
yeah.
and it's disgusting, you have to wash.
That's funny. We were talking about this because Cooley just went on a trip. I think he's down in St. Pete right now. And I went to wash clothes yesterday. I opened up the washer and he had some clothes left in there. And they actually stunk pretty bad because it was like a couple days
yeah,
they
yeah.
were sitting in there. And he had three of our like... what are they called? Not doilies, but like place, like the
eat on.
The, yeah, like, the placemats or whatever. I don't know what it was. There were three of them in the wash, and I meant to ask him what happened. There were just like three.
Yeah,
placemats.
Do you put those in your washer or your
well,
dishwasher?
Well, I we wash and then I put them in the dryer, and now they're all like kind of, they're not like flat anymore.
Yeah,
they're all
yeah,
like wrinkled
dishwasher.
Up.
That's
I was like,
probably a dishwasher.
I was like, oh boy,
your work
these.
Clothes. Do you wash that every day?
And they never get worn twice.
Because I guess you're in an environment where they
yeah,
actually
could
can
be. There could be blood or spit on it.
Yeah.
Or yep. like goo.
All right, so, ew, goo.
I mean, like.
But if you go to, let's say you go to, maybe you're at home and you want to go to the gas station real quick, so you
okay.
throw a pair of pants on,
shorts and t-shirt.
Shorts and t-shirt. You go to the gas station, you get a drink, you come back, you take your stuff back off and get back to whatever you were, whatever your hangout clothes are. Do you throw those in the wash?
Wait, why would I go to the gas station in shorts and a t-shirt and then change when I get home?
I'm saying whatever you hang out with. How do you hang out?
This
when
is
you
how
home?
I would hang out.
See, I hang like I don't usually wear a shirt when I'm at night times. Like I, unless it's cold, I don't wear a shirt. I'll just put like a blanket
okay.
on or something.
Yes, I'm. I would put the clothes back on again.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah, I would. Something that I've kind of started recently is that, like, if I like did that, or if I like have clothes that maybe I wore for a little bit the day before. I'll use it as my workout clothes the
Smart.
Next morning,
yeah.
and then I'll
yes.
just then I'll
yeah,
throw them in
good.
The wash.
Because yeah. who cares?
It's efficient.
If you stink
with
it
yeah,
anyway.
And like I don't care what I look like in the
my
gym.
Breath,
I'm
listen,
a bunch
my,
of old people.
My breath doesn't smell. My breath doesn't smell.
Well, that's
but,
good.
But if I start stinking like how I smell this, we got big issues, dude. Really big issues. Because I can't tell. I'm not going to be able to tell.
Is it? I don't smell you over here, but
my armpits.
But are you like? Is it like a like a?
I'll let you smell when we're done, and you tell me what you think. Okay?
Well, yeah, describe it for people that can't smell it.
It really does smell like it got left in the dryer.
Like it's
wet.
Probably,
it's like a must,
kind of
like
a
musty.
Yes. And
I bet that's what it was. I bet you went. You had too big of a load.
A load.
You had too big of a load. put it in the dryer.
Which is never the case.
All right. And it didn't get dried well enough. My theory.
We can move on.
So you're good. Go. Yeah,
thanks.
Smaller.
Yes.
Smaller.
Always
loads.
A smaller load.
More efficient.
Yes. Smaller.
What's the
load,
update more... before Jarrett? What's the update before Jarrett gives us? What's the update on the friend challenge? For your guys'
We should have
had it tagged.
Yeah, I know.
Are you guys 2 months in now?
Well, because we were talking about it a few episodes ago where you had been down. I think at the time, Jub, like a couple weeks ago, you were at 36, I think, down. I don't remember what you said.
My personal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was 35 or something.
That's insane.
All right,
that's
so
crazy.
As of this week, it's stupid because you can't see your own graph, which is really dumb.
Yeah, you can only see everyone's graph?
Is down 40.3.
Holy moly.
I hit 39.5 as of this past Friday, but I was down 41 today.
Are you guys addicted?
Yeah, I kind of am.
Well, that's what you said, Say, is that you've like kind of fallen in love with it now that you've like, been able to track your food,
yeah,
and then like just going on walks, you feel better.
It's weird. It's like a game, like track it and like plan out what I'm eating is like I like it.
But you've started to work after you got done playing college football. You've started to work out like other times. What changed this time where you're like, okay, now?
What did? Because we've done this twice, and both of them have failed.
Yeah,
something has to be different this time. Are you either locked in more, you're like?
I really don't know, like, the one thing, like, Bailey would say the difference is I'm with her.
She's
But no, like, definitely, like, all of our friends, my parents, Bailey, like, everybody, I feel like it's more of, like, a known thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, part of it wants me to keep going for like, everybody kind of. Like,
yeah, we had everybody doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
And like, my household doesn't have any kind of, I mean, we have sugar-free Jolly Ranchers, and that's about as much candy as we have in the house. We have some maybe chips or something, but, like, we're all on board now to stay relatively healthy. I think that
helps. When they started doing, I didn't have any plan to like join them and do stuff with this, but like I started paying attention in February with what I was eating, and then your guys' challenge started in March, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So in February, I was like playing around with it. I didn't have any goals or anything, but then they started talking about like, oh, I'm eating this now, or I'm doing this now. I was like, let me just cut back on a few things with what I'm doing. These protein bars I was eating in the morning that I was like, these were the healthiest thing ever. I never looked
at the Metrics ones?
No. They're called Perfect Bars. They say on the front, it's labeled how nutrition it is, like all these vitamins.
Those things are lying.
Right. It's straight
21
sugar.
Grams, 21 grams of protein. I'd eat it every morning. Literally every morning. And I was like, let me start paying attention to what I'm eating. I turn around on the other side and like read it. It's like 32 grams of sugar.
Isn't it crazy?
Like 28 grams of like unhealthy
it's
carbs.
It's so messed up.
Those are like,
it's meant to.
I would eat those twice a day.
Yeah.
My
it's like
intake
those, like,
for sugar was from that.
Yeah.
From the morning.
I was at 7-Eleven yesterday. I went up and I was looking at stuff because I didn't have lunch. So I was going to have a little snack up at 7-Eleven. And I was looking at those protein bars. Those metric bars,
the big ones,
it's like 480 calories, and it's like 32 grams of sugar.
Yeah, so like think about if you, even though those are really good.
The crisp apple pie one.
I love the apple pie one. The apple pie one's so good. But they are good sometimes if you like don't eat breakfast and you like, because that's what they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be meal replacement bars. Yeah. But like if you eat it with your breakfast, like it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely terrible for you.
Or like a midday snack, like that's a meal.
Yeah,
that's
like
a full meal.
Like a bar, you're like, okay, let me get some protein. It's like, you just ate another lunch.
You can eat that many grams of protein for like, I don't know, if you take 9 egg whites and that's maybe, I don't even think that would be half of that,
Let me tell you guys this, since you guys are on this kick now and you really understand how all this stuff works. When we were living down in Durham, I was on a huge health kick. I was like 220 pounds. Like I was trying to lose weight. I was fired up going to the gym like 6 days a week. Every day on the way to work, I would stop at some place called Jamba Juice. It's like a smoothie place, right?
Yeah, people, that's real popular out west.
So I'd stop at Jamba Juice. I found this smoothie called the Peanut Butter Mood. Okay.
Oh boy.
Listen.
That already sounds like it's pretty loaded up.
Up on the menu, it says peanut butter mood. The calories aren't on the menu. Okay.
Oh, geez.
Up on the menu, it says everything that's in it, right? Your peanut butter, your protein, milk, I'm reading it. It looks so healthy, right? So I get it 4 times a week. Every day on my way to work, I'd stop, get it. I know I'm getting a good start to protein for my day. Mm-hmm. I'm heading to the gym later that day. I'm pumped up. I'm consistent for about a month straight, drinking this peanut butter mood three or four times a week. I take Sammy there towards the end of the month. I was like, you got to try this thing. Like, I'm getting a medium every day. It's delicious. I go to order it. She's like, Brian, you've been drinking that every single day for this long? And I was like, yeah, why? She's like, you know how you were just complaining to me that you haven't dropped the weight you wanted to? Read, like, underneath what's in it. 4 times a week, guys, 1 scoop of vanilla ice cream. In the peanut butter mood.
Wait, they put ice cream in the...
1 scoop of peanut butter of vanilla ice cream.
So how many calories was it? Probably like
600 or 700.
Damn.
And I had that for breakfast every...
Man, it's amazing, like, some of the... You don't realize what is in your food.
It's unbelievable.
Like,
you like measuring your stuff, though, now. Like, you love scaling stuff. We went to Drover's, and you brought your own ranch.
Yeah. Great.
That's awesome.
Ranch. Yeah.
Is it pretty good? Did you make... How do you make it?
TikTok, Nickel Hate here in this. TikTok, literally type in low-calorie sauces, and, like, there's ones that are already, like, you can buy, but, like, the homemade ones are so much cheaper, and if you find, like, a good recipe, try them. Like, just try mixing them, like, Greek yogurt with some other stuff.
It's probably so good, dude.
I got... A lot of things I see have either Greek yogurt or cottage cheese.
Dude.
And I'm so scared.
That cottage cheese
scares
me.
I've
never
tried
it.
I'll
say.
And you know me, I'm scared to death.
But nothing.
It's a cheat code, dude.
But
it's
nothing
a cheat code.
Should look like that.
I agree.
Nothing
Clumpy,
should look like that. It looks like it was clumps. Left in
cottage
like a Tupperware.
Cottage cheese with hot honey or strawberry on top.
Ugh.
See, you're talking. See, I would never
That's
just
filthy.
Eat it plain.
What is it? What does it taste like?
Cottage cheese? It's
is
not
it
great.
Like, is it
not great? It's, I told you, it's a cheat code. I'm not
but
saying
it like,
I love
it. Is it
it's chunky,
like sweeter, or is it
depends what you put in it? You got to put strawberries. If you're eating cottage cheese plain out of the thing, we got issues.
Ebel eats cottage cheese with Wheat Thins or something.
Oh,
see,
oh my gosh,
that's what he told me.
He has some interesting food.
I forget what he used to eat up at Cooley's
likeness.
That Cooley could not believe what he would eat.
Cottage cheese says it is mildly creamy, slightly tangy flavor with a lumpy, soft texture due to the curds.
Oh, man. Yeah, I could never try
Yeah,
it.
See, I don't.
I would blend it for 3 hours straight.
Ew, so then it's all like.
Greek yogurt's amazing,
yeah,
though.
So
how like. Protein packed that is and
yeah,
low calorie.
So good, dude.
I wonder even how that's made.
I don't know.
Those Oikos, the triple zero.
Oh my gosh,
I think it's
dude.
The triple zero.
Nobody ate that today. He sent one.
They're so good.
I have them ready at home.
Yeah,
I
they're
eat
great.
Them with a little bit of granola and some fruit.
What was the What was the class you guys were talking about before?
So I've been going to the Y, in the morning.
Why does Jeff give us that look like he's not doing it?
I don't know. I feel like he still hasn't really read it.
I haven't read it at all.
Okay, that's fair then.
So in the mornings, I've been going before school. So like going at 5, and walking. Maybe sauna, shoot basketball, get my shots up.
Mm-hmm. How long is the class?
I think it's like an hour.
Okay, cool. Go ahead.
45 minutes, an hour. But there's always Brent. He's always been at the Y, like as long as I can remember. He has like a class in there that they work out and they do stuff very early. And it looks hectic. Like it's all body weight though or dumbbells.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're doing high reps, that type of stuff. And like I've always remembered them for like, they like will be like, all right, outside. And, like they'll run
no
right to the
shit.
Hill by St. Vincent, and they'll be running it, and then they'll come back in and continue like
no way.
Burpees.
Is it who like what like age range? Like our
that's the thing. There was some younger people. Chandler,
yeah,
he was in there. Then there's like some older people. That are in it, and I don't know if they're like.
So does Brent set the class up for you, or do you got to go in there and like grab weights and like bring them into the gym? Like, you know how you said it's dumbbells
yeah,
sometimes?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you go get what you want?
He'll tell you.
Okay.
Before the class. Today, whatever.
Now, I've never done a workout class before. You love them, right?
It's my favorite. So, I text to say it's the best way to work out.
And, like, I've never done it either.
What he
that's
just
why
explained,
I'm nervous.
Yeah.
What he explained is that's how I work out every day. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do.
He's playing Young Jeezy and stuff.
Okay,
like
see, that's. Because what you do is F45, right? And it's like high like intensity
it's
the whole
what,
time.
Say just explain it's the exact same thing.
And like you like they're playing music.
You're like, with a partner, high music, dumbbells. You have some barbells, but nothing is like even the strongest dude in there isn't in there to squat 300 pounds. Mm, yeah. He's in there to do a ton of reps.
Like get your heart rate up.
Get your heart rate up.
Exactly. And I could tell.
So it's like HIIT training. It's like high.
That's what they call kind it. Of, yeah. That's what they call That's it. What it. It's a HIIT workout.
I didn't ask him exactly what it is, but I was like, I'm going to message him this week for next week. I'm going Monday for sure.
No, you're not.
100%.
I'm going too. It's on my calendar.
We'll be there.
It's 5:15. I thought you said.
5:15. Yeah. But so I'll be there.
Are you going too soon?
You have to pay for it?
No, I think if you're a member, you're
good Monday.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
We are going Monday and try
5 o'clock in the morning.
5:15.
Is start. Nick coming?
I don't know.
We got Nick there. I'd shit myself. Say, but here's the thing: those classes about like the HIIT stuff. Your first 10 minutes are like, oh, this isn't working, and then by like minute 20 and 30, you're actually miserable.
Well, no. I've seen. Looks like minute 7. I'm gonna be. Hurt. Like, I'm nervous.
Who is this guy that teaches
excited.
It? Brent. Brett or Brent?
Brent. I forget his last name, but he's been at the Y. Great dude.
Well,
I've known him.
I've done like walking, biking. I've been biking a lot.
Brent Jordan. His dad's Brent Jordan. Mr. Jordan.
Okay.
The principal at Ritchie.
Oh. Okay.
That's,
all right.
That's his son.
Well, then, Brent.
We'll see you Monday.
See you Monday.
Boom.
I've been doing biking and walking and
dude,
like
that's
hill,
our teacher.
Hill climbing
on the left, yeah,
and stair stepping. But I haven't really done anything that has pushed my limits.
I've been doing so much stuff, and like from doing nothing to doing what I'm doing now is like a times 100, and I'm scared that like this is just not ready. But at the end of the day, I'm like. Like, might as well try it. Like, it looks like something that if I could get into, I think I would love it.
That's the thing. I haven't had, like, a good, like, I work, I mean, I'd say I'm in pretty good shape, and I work out pretty much every day, but I don't ever really sweat that much. Like, I don't really get a good, the most sweating I get is mascotting and doing that.
I mean, we do bike rides, but that's not, there are some times when you really got to push it up a hill or something, but you're not at a constant.
I picture when we would train at Powell's place.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's a different type of workout than like how we're walking and biking.
Yeah.
It's still good what we're doing, but like somebody being like,
this is
the boss
like
of
yeah.
it,
yeah.
like it makes it different.
I've thrown around the idea of doing the toughest nails this year, yeah, but I don't awesome. Know You'd that I'm, it. I don't know that I can physically do that yet.
This like, might be able to let you see that. Yeah. Cause like, it's a mixture of like, I saw them the one day, they're doing burpees and shit, which I'd rather be dead.
I right? hate burpees.
But they're doing that.
So good
then he's like,
you,
touch the wall down and back. They're going to touch the wall like 3 times in a row. Then they're doing ab stuff and they're getting up and he's like, all right, hill. They all stay literally just now. Like I said, though, some of them are older, so it's not like they're like
this
like,
is literally
like
I'm watching
down.
What they do. This is
it's,
F45.
It's different.
Oh,
it's identical.
Yeah, we'll show you.
So it's different in the like you're there to make and I like I what I'm trying to say is that like it's a different feel from when like we were in college playing sports. Like they're trying to kill you in college. Like like when you're on a team, they're trying to actually kill you.
Yeah.
The people in these classes, they just want to.
Good,
get you a good workout
yes,
in,
it's a good environment.
And if you're not at the same athletic ability to somebody else, they're
matter.
Not gonna like
no.
make
See,
fun
yeah.
of you for that.
I have a huge fear of like authority, and the reason I don't think I'd ever do well in like the military or the Army Corps is because I hate people telling me what like yelling at me and screaming. I don't mind
because
people telling me what
really
to do.
Considering the Army,
but that's like if you said. What's the reason you're not joining the military? It's because I don't like getting yelled at and told
like
what
that.
To do. Like, I don't mind being told what to do, but like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me, now I don't think he's going to be spitting
no.
like in my face,
no.
brim to brim.
Like I said, no. Like Jared said, like it is such a, like there's definitely like people look that are in their 50s in there doing this stuff. You know
That's
what I mean?
Cool.
At like a definitely a not as slow as fast a pace that Soup's going to be doing it. I
There's
would be doing
a,
it
the best
pace.
Part about what you're explaining and like with these classes, the F45 I do, it's you can seriously go at your own pace. So sometimes I get partnered up with a lady that's like 65, and just because I'm picking up 30 pounds, like she might only be picking up 10, but we're both miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Like because we're both having to do like a shoulder press squat, and it's like I don't want to.
Miserable.
Yeah, like
you know something that changed my like fitness outlook
lunges.
This
oh,
watch.
Apple watch
it's my not, Apple Watch changed.
It's unbelievable.
Literally changed 2 years. I think it was. That's about 2 years. I think since I bought it, it literally changed how I like view things. Because I know. I mean, it's not completely accurate with your calories, but I mean, it's pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And I freaking love seeing when you guys steps and when like you guys get done with the workout and it says, say finish the workout, and then like I can send a little replies, message. You, Soup, you always send me a little something, or I send you something.
I like when you can respond with the funny messages.
It's so cool. I love that. But
especially even if you do a workout that you're like really proud of, and
somebody sees it,
you can see all the stats and stuff that you did, and especially with walking and stuff where you can map out where you've gone.
See how many steps I'm at today.
I haven't had my watch on for a little while, but
9,076.
Holy
smokes. Not terrible.
Oh, Soup, Buccos are playing well.
Yeah, we're about to get 5-7 straight. Soup, did you sleep in today? Did you miss your workout?
Yeah.
So did I.
I'm supposed to go 7:15 in the morning.
Yeah, I missed mine today too.
So now we're cranking it up from 7:15 to 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, Job, here's the thing. Sunday night we gotta just go to bed at like 8 or 9. You gotta go to bed.
Do they do that every day? Or just on Monday?
He said Monday, Tuesday. It was 4 days a week. He has a class that's like that type of thing.
We'll check it out.
I mean, that's early.
Yeah,
early. That's real.
You're up.
Early.
You're up before the birds are up.
Hey, good but boy. I tell you what. Like today, when I was getting back before I showered to go to up the park, I felt good.
I bet you feel good.
I was like, just gonna say when you're done like early in the morning, gosh. It's such a good feeling.
I felt so accomplished. I'm like, wow.
And then when you get home from school, you're
what's
you're
your
done.
Job's next goal? You guys like just hit your first goals, I would say, right?
Job's gotta be at his.
I'm about 6 pounds away from my actual goal.
Okay,
my final goal is 185. But I feel like I kind of want to keep seeing how far I can go, at least till when the challenge is over. And then when the challenge is over, I want to start really
building
getting
muscle.
In the weight room.
Well, see, that's the thing. If we start doing this, that'll definitely tone you up.
Yeah,
that type of stuff.
And I think it was two or 3 weeks ago, I went out and I got just protein stuff, like powder, Greek yogurt, some other things that I could eat throughout the day, eggs, fish, and I was eating close to 200 grams of protein in a day.
Yeah.
I was like at 180 a day.
Yeah.
And that was my lowest weight loss week that week. But when I was looking in the mirror, even though I'm not like ever going to, maybe not, but I wasn't like huge. I'm not ripping out of my shirt, but I could tell at the end of the week, I felt a little bit bigger, even though I didn't lose a lot of weight. So I think once I hit 185 and probably towards the end of the challenge, then I'm going to start cranking it
up. That's good. That's good.
What about you?
I mean,
just go till you fail.
I mean, I want to lose weight every week. When we weigh in, like, I'm like, okay, I can't wait, weigh in the morning. But I'm not necessarily like when we, June 1st is when it ends. Mm-hmm. I don't know if like, I'm going to just like.
That's it.
I think I'm going to keep going.
Oh, you got to.
Because I don't even feel like I'm doing that much anymore. You know what I mean? Like, like Monday through Thursday, I have like such like a plan of like how I'm.
Well, you're into a routine now.
Yeah, my routine.
It's part of your everyday life now.
I mean, I don't know if you remember me telling you this a month and a half ago, but I was like, when you get comfortable, it's time to stop the walking and try a different exercise.
Yeah.
And like, if you're being serious about going to those classes.
Well, I mean, I jogged
exactly.
a few weeks ago, and I thought my knee was going to fall off, but now it feels good. Yeah. So.
And see if you relate to this, too. I don't feel like eating near as much as I used to eat.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think I ate that much back when I was like 232. But I think about it throughout the day. I would just like eat whatever throughout the whole day. I mean, if I wanted to go get something on the way home, I would get two beef sticks, a pack of like a bag of chips, a candy bar, and then I would eat that in one sitting and be like, well, all right, I got another meal left in the day. Then I'd eat the meal, and then at night I'd have a half a bag of chips. I would drink like a Mountain Dew or something, and then by the end of the day, I'd be like, I didn't eat that much.
Mm-hmm.
And then now when I'm actually not eating that much, when I do eat more, I kind of just feel gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Like sick. Like what the hell? I literally have regretted. There was like, I had like, it was like a Chick-fil-A. Like obviously I tracked it all, but like, it was just like not the type of food I'd been eating.
Yeah.
Like, like cooked stuff. Like I went to Chick-fil-A. I got something, stayed under calories. I'm like, I feel like shit. Like,
I think I had a burger for the first time in probably 2 months maybe over at Avenue Eats. I just got a plain cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And after I ate it, I was like, that wasn't worth I just feel like shit now because it's not worth it. And I mean, you think of all the things that you have to do. If you go on a however long walk, you went on that 7 mile walk, think how many calories you burned, and then think about how easy it would be for you to just eat that, like in one sitting.
If we went back a year ago, I would have ate it in a snap of a finger. Right. Yeah. Like how much I burned, like I could eat that so easy.
It really makes me mad when I see the calories on things now. When I was at 7-Eleven and I'm looking at stuff, like this is not worth me putting in me for the amount of work it has to do to put it off. I mean, we burn only probably 400 calories on our bike ride, and I see one of those protein bars that's 410 calories.
So pretty much I didn't do it.
Yeah, is this worth me biking?
That's what it feels like.
Jared, have you seen, and I know because you're living in Pittsburgh and they're doing it in the big cities, have you seen anyone talk about High Rocks yet?
Mm-mm.
It's like this, it started in the UK and it's made its way to America and it's spreading like wildfire. It's a HIIT challenge. They're about an hour to hour and a half long, depending on if you do it by yourself or with a group. And it's like medicine ball throws, like sled pushes, like row machines, and you're up against other people. And they're usually in big arenas. Like they would
That'd be pretty cool.
They would like, when it comes to Pittsburgh, I know they'll do it in like the Pens Arena. And it's like a course pretty much. And you're up against hundreds of other people when it's like a timed thing.
Oh, wow. I've never heard of that.
It's called High Rocks. But anyway, there's this girl that's at the F45. She's a coach. She said for the past, I don't know how long, 3 or 4 months, she's not eating unless she makes it. So she knows exactly what's going into her body right now. Like she won't go through a fast food. She won't go out to eat. Like she's training. She wants to know exactly what's going into her body.
Wow.
She said she won't eat it unless she buys it pretty much.
I have another event for us if we want to do it.
Dude, the Krispy Kreme one?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
This is, it's called the Stairs for Strides. It's a 5K. I think it's this weekend. This would beat me up if I tried to do this. It's a 5K.
That just sounds bad.
So it's like your regular Stairs. It's your regular 5K. What's 3.2 miles of running.
3.1.
But inside of that, you have to climb 350 stairs.
How bad is that?
350 stairs or 350 flights?
Dude, 350 flights is like 12 steps a flight, right?
Yeah, that's
I don't know, but it goes from you can see the map on the website. It's racepenguin.com and you can go check it out. But yeah, I'm trying to find info on it, but it doesn't tell exactly what it is. But it's a 5K, but you run up steps the whole time.
The whole entire time?
I think so, yeah.
That sounds
absolutely
miserable.
Horrible. Come on.
I couldn't believe how many people were in Pittsburgh for the marathon.
Was it crazy?
It was unbelievable. It genuinely was insane. And I'm like walking to work and I just see a bunch of people like miserable after they're done running. I'm like, damn, I kind of feel like shit now. Like I should have got my ass up and done that. But I just don't like run. I don't know why.
It's
and
miserable.
I wish I need to get better, at least piece of shit shoes that I keep running in. And it hurts my knees. And I'm like, I just need to spend the money on good shoes and maybe I'll like
Brooks,
it more.
These Brooks.
Yeah,
Brooks,
I need to do that.
They're unbelievable.
Hoka.
I need to do that. Maybe I'll get into running
Brooks
again.
And Saucony. Those are like the two that are just.
My dad loves Saucony.
Feels like a cheap.
I used to run like a mile before I would lift like a year ago, 2 years ago. And I can't do it anymore.
It's just not fun.
No, it isn't.
Horrible.
It isn't.
It's horrible.
It's not fun.
I would make it a. I used to go two sometimes. I'd be like, damn, I feel pretty good. And I just like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I do the elliptical. Elliptical. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the elliptical. I get like a nice 100 calorie warm up in.
Elliptical.
Yeah.
I remember you used to send snaps of you on the elliptical. Mm-hmm. I just discovered the stair stepper down at the gym.
Yeah.
Cool.
That thing is so much fun. You got to get in a rhythm for it though, because the one we have is old. Not we, but the gym is old. So it's not like the one that is continually rotating the steps.
Yeah.
So it's just two pedals and you go up and down on the pedals. And it's kind of annoying. But I was on a walk up in our neighborhood and I got to I do 5 miles and I got to the fourth mile and it's kind of downhill. So I just kind of started running. And by the time I got done, I was running the mile and I didn't really realize that I was running. But I couldn't do it for what this is. So this is usual. Both runners and walkers will face the usual 3.1 miles of paved competition course, but the unique challenge of climbing 350 stairs ascending from the Wheeling Heritage Trail atop of Grandview Hill.
Well, that's here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Grandview Hill. Where the hell is that?
I don't know.
I don't know, but Grandview, it doesn't sound fun.
Grandview is like
in Moundsville.
Well, but well, there's, yeah, I guess it just depends where. But if it's they're saying Heritage, I feel like
oh, then here. Yeah, it's around here. Yeah, yeah, that's like you said that St. Clairsville Trail. I was like, I've never seen that in my life.
That's like a almost a quarter of the Empire State Building. Empire State Building's 1,800 steps.
Oh my gosh!
Also, St. Clairsville Trail, Wheeling Trail, we have to do better. The St. C. Trail was incredible.
Really? It looked nuts. How many miles was it?
What's
was
wrong
it
with
loop?
Our trail?
Oh, it's shit compared to that. Like, it actually, I was generally mad how nice it was there.
Well, how's it nice?
So.
It looked bougie.
Yes. Like, and like, I don't even were care about like that. It just every, there was, it's like, you could tell, because we were there for like, we walked like 3 or 4 days in a row. There was never one piece of trash. So somebody.
Yeah.
Is
like keeping up,
keeping
with,
up
it.
With it.
Oh, that's the thing with the pergola, like the with the yeah. vines yeah, on it that yeah. you sent.
Like
oh.
that, just on the side, they had enough garbage cans that like you don't, you know what I mean? Like
you would never just throw.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I don't know. You if know it's the people keeping it cleaner, or they have someone doing it, but they
which
just,
is kind of surprising for Eastern Ohio. But yeah. You know what I think is cool? Trails that have, and I think there's a little stretch in Wheeling that has it, that has like the little workout stations on the side,
the
like
one where
like
I'm at
like
does, that's
pull
cool.
ups
yeah.
and
yeah.
like
that's
other cool. stuff. I think that's pretty yeah. cool. Say this just popped up on my phone. Do you know Avante Williams, the old Miami Maryland safety? He was a number one recruit, number one safety recruit in 2020.
What happened to him?
He was arrested and charged with second degree murder.
Oh, good.
Where'd he go?
He went to Miami and Maryland. Avante Williams. He was a number one safety recruit.
I'm sure I heard of him before this.
Unfortunately for you Pittsburgh fans, just keeps going.
I was about
downhill.
To say, we need to hear from yeah. Jarrett's. Perspective his last 12
I've had
hours.
It's been an unbelievable 12 let's see wait what time is it it's maybe give it like 16 hours
start
so
me
I,
walk me through when Paul Skeens gives out a two-run double
well before that be, yeah. before that what so last night well I, even leading up before that WVU baseball has been unbelievable yeah. this year they're 36-7 or 39-7 or something before last night they're ranked, I think, as high as number 7 in some polls. So I've been really getting into WVU baseball. And obviously, me, Soup, and I are pretty big WVU fans. And I mean, saying Jeb, root for the Mountaineers for a little bit. And oh my gosh. So they play Pitt last night. They come up to Pitt. I've been talking shit all week to the people I work with because they're all Pitt fans. And I'm like, man, I can't wait till WVU comes up and kicks Pitt's ass because Pitt sucks in baseball. They're terrible. Their fans are horrible too. Nobody pit. It was at least 80-20 WVU fans yeah. at the game last night, and it was cold and rainy anyway. So WVU's up 4 in the bottom of the ninth. I'm like, man, I can find. I swear to God, I had Country Roads. I was ready to send Country Roads in our group text, and I was like about to talk shit. Pitt comes back, 3-run homer. I'm like, oh boy, I'm getting a little tight here. And then I think it went walk, all right, walk, hit, walk, ground out to tie the game. They bring a fifth infielder in. They bring an outfielder in, give him an infielder's glove. The first pitch goes right to him. It would have been a routine double play. Hits his glove, drops onto the ground, game over, Pitt wins. They scored 5 in the bottom of the ninth to beat WVU. Oh. So now WVU might not host a regional because of the RPI, the way that it works. It's the dumbest shit in the world, but they might not host a regional because of that game.
Oh.
So that happens. Right after that, Paul Skeens gets beat by the Cardinals. We don't score for him. They get beat 2-1. So then they lose 6 in a row. I'm already pissed off. I go to bed. Wake up to George Pickens being traded, which
yeah,
to
like
me, I'm a little, I mean, I don't know. We'll get to that in a second. George Pickens is gone. And then just about 10 minutes ago, the Pirates have lost their 7th straight. They get shut out 5-0. So my sports fandom in the past like 16 hours has just been miserable. Last night, I was so fucking mad. That WVU game pissed me off so bad. I was just so upset because I was at the game. It was a great game because we led the whole game, led the entire game. I was so ready to talk shit, and then I just got berated in our group text. Yeah, but George Pickens trade, What do you think?
So I, both sides, like he's, if they weren't going to pay him, then I get like, you want to get some for him, like now, whatever. My only issue is why not draft a receiver then?
Yes.
And have some type of young guy that's going to be replacing something with him. But now it's like, you didn't know you were going to do this 3 weeks ago,
yeah,
like when the draft happened. So now they're, I feel like they're stuck. They still got the QB, what they're going to do there. Disaster. So I don't know.
I think they're in such an odd spot right now where yeah, they're in between of whether yeah, they're just going to go all in on a rebuild. But then again, why are you bringing in DK Metcalf if you're going to revive
you for 5 years?
Which I don't, I don't understand
the dudes they drafted, like the defensive players, their Steelers defense is going to be solid. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's like, if you can't, you're going to be the, you're literally
going to go 9-8 again.
You're going to be the middle of the pack
yes,
every time.
And we're going to have draft pick number 21. We're not going to get anyone that can make an impact. And we're going to be in the same carousel for the next 12 years, and we're not going to get to enjoy any football.
Now, do you think they really trust Roman Wilson?
Dude,
who we haven't seen.
He doesn't even know what day of the week it is.
He hasn't played a snap yet.
They thought he was going to be good, and then I think he literally just couldn't get it in camp so bad that they're like, you'll never play this.
I mean, it's and they bring in Robert Woods. Maybe he'll be the difference maker.
Old head, but he's yeah, 50.
Robert Woods is like in a retirement home. I think the return is a little weak to me. Third round.
And you know what's crazy? They were saying that's the highest offer.
And then they sent a 7th round pick with George Pickens.
Yeah, back. Yeah.
So
I don't know. I mean,
I thought maybe a second round.
I'll tell you this. Cowboy fans are very happy.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Here's the other thing. George hasn't had a wide receiver his entire career. George hasn't had a quarterback to throw him the ball.
Not a legit one.
You know what I mean?
And I'm torn.
And now he's a 2.
No,
he's going to be getting the – CD gets all the main attention. He's going to be – I think he might –
they're definitely going to have a really good offense. Yeah. But I'm torn because George was such a fucking disaster.
Head case, yeah. He was.
I mean, he was yeah, a disaster. I still remember when we went to the Thursday Night Football game
yeah,
in the blizzard. The game – We were like, where's George at? George in the back of the end zone fighting a guy
Denzel Ward's
up against the wall, and George is punching him against the wall. But I don't know, I'm torn. I liked George, but I also think he was a complete disaster in the locker room.
And just
and
like,
the,
well, maybe though, a good quarterback will help him not be as crazy.
Yeah,
but you guys
Jerry,
didn't have it.
Jerry Jones ain't gonna put up with shit, I'm sure. But I don't. Who knows with him? I think that guy's
they might
too.
Do 1 year and done for all we know. So.
Yeah,
can you imagine his value if he goes like 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns?
What do you think Nick thought of the trade?
Well, I wasn't going to ask. I don't know anything about anything.
Do you know who George Pickens is?
I mean, I know who he is. I don't
He's
know.
The picture of him yeah, staring at his teeth.
Yeah, when he got drafted.
He's got a shicey mask.
He was in a shorts and a t-shirt.
You talking about him fighting, and I don't know if you guys want to switch topics right now.
Go ahead.
But we got to put this debate to bed, and I'm glad you two are here, because I know what Cooley would say.
Oh, I know what you're
going
to bring up.
This debate has been going on. People have been talking about this all over social media. We've heard about it a ton of times. It's been, honestly, I'm kind of tired of hearing about it, because I have some opinions about it. The 100 people versus the 100 humans versus the one.
What's
fully
your
grown
opinion
so,
about it?
I have an exact number. At first, I was 100% certain that this gorilla was going to win this fight. I thought he's going to pick up the first guy, smash him onto the ground, and then just go and start tearing people in half.
Yeah.
But 100 people, if you look at 100 people in a room, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And like, if you just pile on top of him and just wail at him and start pulling hair and teeth,
mm-hmm,
I just don't think there's any way for a gorilla to win a fight.
Yes.
I literally thought like you, like Spencer and Cooley, I forget how they were talking about it. And I was like, you guys are nuts. A gorilla is just ripping our jaws. Sure, poke their eyes or biting your hand off. Like, all that, nothing's going to hurt them. And then it's like, 100 is so many.
Yeah.
That it's like, Spencer's like, he has to get tired at some point.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, still part of me is like, how are we going to hurt him?
Yes.
How
are you going to hurt him?
We couldn't even, how are we hurting him?
We're not going to be able to pierce his skin.
They're like, get the eyes and eventually, I don't know. So I don't know how we're actually going to, what's the blow that kills him? But I think we could yeah, get him.
If
Did
he's
see
a
that?
Fully pissed gorilla, like,
oh,
you're
like
in rage.
Spencer said this too. This is a good point. You got to have 100 people ready to die. Like, this is like, because like being scared would be a reason
yes,
we couldn't kill him.
Yes.
But if you're like, this is your fam. Like, you will die. Everyone you know dies if you don't kill
like,
him.
Like, who's the first? Someone's dead. Whoever the first so five guys are,
the
though,
first person getting ripped apart.
He's
in,
getting thrown
in a fraction of a
second. He's getting actually thrown 20 yards from that gorilla.
Yeah. Like that video of that raccoon that gets
Did you
thrown.
See that wildlife specialist say how many it would actually take for us to
no.
to beat him? There's a guy who like specializes.
Tell me it's not above 100.
It's below. This wildlife specialist said like if this actually happened, 100 humans is way too many. You need about 45.
That's what I was going
to
say 40.
Yeah. He said about 45 is more than enough to
Jerry shaking his head.
You don't think so?
Listen, I get it.
You think 100 guys, 100 is a ton.
I'm a gorilla guy. Yeah. I love gorillas. I think they're so sick. But here's the thing with 100 people. How many at a time can hit the gorilla?
It's only about 10 to 12. I mean,
no, you're not standing around it punching it like straight like up. Mike, like
what's a game we were playing?
The Forest. Like, we're just
like
hitting them in a circle.
Being serious, what number are you? There's 100 guys. What number are you hoping you are to attack the gorilla?
Damn near last. 100. Yeah. Don't even make me fight. I don't even want to fight.
Because it's
the
not,
first 10, you're done.
No, but I don't think it's one person running after the other.
But Jared, I get what Jared's saying, though. Like, yeah, if we have 100, but 50 of us can't hit him at once.
Yeah, but I think you dog pile him.
And then he goes like this.
I wish Spencer, literally, though, you know how Spencer sends his long messages. He was good with this, so I'm going to say some things he made me think about I didn't think about. So, like...
I know he's passionate about
this. Dude, books he was sending... So, like, a gorilla in reality might literally turn that first person's body into dust.
Yeah.
But, like, not realize, like, they're dead. Like, they're not thinking of it like a human. Like, okay,
now I'm going to find two.
He might be beating up a dead body and get people.
Now there's 20 of them on top of him.
Like, so I was like, I didn't think about, like, he will get tired at some point.
Will he, though?
Yeah. He'll be pouncing on somebody that's been dead a year ago. No idea. And like, maybe that helps us.
The first 3 to 5 people are dead.
Done. So done. Easy. Dead.
So dead.
Yeah.
Like ripped in half,
a fist,
head ripped
a foot,
off.
Another fist, a bite. Dude.
Coop was saying the first person, it's the most brutal thing that's ever happened on the planet.
Yeah. Goner. Like, I think about when Steve-O and Pawnee is on Wild Boys went and saw those gorillas and like up close. And how horrified they were. Like, just have it. They were dressed as in banana costumes and they went up and were like, just like up close with them. Uh-huh. They were literally horrified of them. Like, it just was walking by and they were just horrified. To me, that's another factor of like, is just fear.
That's what I'm saying. You have to be like, if you have people that are scared, then you won't do it. Like, it has to be 100 dudes. Truly, like, this is the end of the world.
Yeah.
If you guys
like,
don't somehow
true,
find
like,
way,
like Spartans, like, yes, where they're, like, ready to die. Jump, you chat GTP?
No, I was looking up. I was trying to see if I didn't know what to search up. But there was a story that I remember of this people being in this jungle with these chimps. And even a chimp
they scare me.
Like a big chimp, big full-grown adult chimp. Have you ever seen one without hair?
Uh-uh.
They look like any human being on steroids, like
wow,
like
so
Jack.
Strong,
and those things just tear people apart. And I think there were these chimps that were in this forest, and they were going through a jungle taking pictures or something, and something happened, and this tribe of chimps was following these humans through the jungle. And something happened, and they just caught these and just tore them apart, like
Holy
just
Lord.
Ripped them apart. Like,
oh.
For some reason, they go
Makes
for
me
like.
Throw
the,
out.
Huh. I mean, look at that guy.
Somebody said, "Yeah, girls got too much ass on them."
Gosh, they're so cool.
Yeah,
like, they're so
beautiful.
Sick.
Imagine them running at you like this, like.
Yeah.
How they be like?
Oh my! Yeah,
like,
they do the
up,
the
like,
how that noise get like that like hollow like popping noise.
There was a debate.
Are they an apex predator in their area?
No, they're omnivores. They eat like they don't eat. I mean, they eat meat, but they don't eat. Everything. They don't go after things to eat.
Okay.
But
who hunts them? Who hunts them in the jungle?
Shit, you have some balls.
No, yeah, you're right. Then they would be. They'd probably.
But they're
be
not
the
a predator.
See.
Are gorillas apex predators? No, gorillas are not considered apex predators. While they are strong and can be formidable opponents, they don't typically prey on other animals in a way that defines them as apex predators.
Okay.
Gorillas are herbivores, meaning they primarily eat plants, with some exceptions for termites and ants.
They're that big and they eat no protein.
Instead of hunting, they help manage their forest ecosystems through their diet and seed dispersals. That's pretty cool. So they help the environment.
They're chill guys.
Yeah, they're just some chill guys.
They are chill guys. They're so fucking cool.
They're gorillas. They're beautiful. Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can get a real...
There was the argument too, full-grown silverback gorilla against a full-grown
grizzly
bear. Dude,
holy fuck. First reel on my Instagram.
What is it?
A gorilla.
Dude, it's literally the... They're listening.
That looks like a baby one. Am I right?
That's a female.
Oh, okay.
That's a female. Females, literally, like, when you see a picture of a gorilla, it's normally a male. Females are much smaller.
Yeah.
Kurt Jack,
oh, my God. He
Tarzan.
Just knocked the shit out of that guy.
But have you ever...
He just knocked this dude over.
There was
walking.
You ever seen
first comments?
Grab...
First comment says, one man down, 99 left to go.
Have you ever seen the videos of them just grabbing like photographers by the ankle and just dragging them into the forest? Have you ever seen that?
It's terrifying.
Crazy. Like, they'll just walk by, like, real casual, reach out, grab them, and then take them into the forest.
Well, why are they taking them?
Just
they're not eating them.
No, they don't. I don't think they're necessarily doing it. They it's almost like they're messing
funny.
With them.
Like they're helping them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
but I mean, there's videos, like, the thing about them, too, is they're somewhat intelligent, which is scary a little bit.
They're us, like, 1,000. No, way more than that.
But then there's the argument: full-grown silverback gorilla against a full-blown grizzly,
grizzly bear.
They say grizzly's crazy. I didn't know that.
Not even close.
I don't know anything about grizzly.
Bears are top three.
I don't think 100 men would even.
There's only three. There's only three animals that hunt humans.
Oh, that's
active.
A good,
wait. No, that yeah. Wait, somebody asked me this.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
There's three that hunt humans.
I forget where I was. I might have been at work. Somebody said
crocodile, grizzly bear,
polar bear. I think
polar bear.
Polar bear is what I was about
somebody
to ask.
Somebody said,
I heard them.
Oh my gosh.
Jubb, is that right?
Yeah. What the hell
are
was
those the three?
I mean, I'd assume there's probably. I mean, there's things that'll kill humans, but they don't actively hunt.
Polar bears.
I think
hunt?
Polar bears
oh,
are the
yeah.
only.
I'll never be in Antarctica. Fuck.
I think
that.
Polar bears are the only animals on the planet. I think
dude,
that actively
do you know what polar bears
human,
can do,
or that see
scariest?
Humans as prey.
Polar bears can smell us from a mile away, which is terrifying.
Somebody asked me a question that,
I'll
like the gorilla question, and I think it was like, I forget how many people they said against a polar bear, and I said I don't think a human could even. I don't think a number you could put on that because how are you going to hurt a polar bear with your bare hands? You couldn't.
Lions, tigers, polar bears, large crocodiles, leopards, bears, Komodo dragons.
Komodo dragons?
I hate those.
So I just asked, it says, I said, how many unarmed people could kill a polar bear? And it said, in reality, it is extremely unlikely that unarmed people could kill a polar bear.
Mm-hmm.
And doing so would come at enormous cost. The weight of a polar bear is up to, so a silverback gorilla, I think I looked it up, it was like they're between 300 and 400 pounds. A full-grown polar bear is 1,500 pounds.
Yeah, that's not even close.
They stand up to 10 feet tall. They had the bite force of over 1,200 PSI, which is enough to shatter bone. They have thick fat and fur, dense bones, a strong skull, and they're capable of killing seals with a single blow.
How about their defense mechanism?
The first
are
five
they the final
guys,
boss?
The first five guys chair? Are getting boom, 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 and they're all dead.
I mean,
and,
polar bear, they're like the final boss on the
yeah,
planet,
they're,
right?
They're,
they'll go to block a punch, and literally this arm will go through their head. The bone will go through their head.
It says 50 to 70 unarmed adults might be able to overwhelm a polar bear through sheer mass, assuming they could dogpile it, hold it down, and attempt to suffocate it or crush vital areas.
So that's how you're going to kill it, is suffocate?
I just,
no
man,
chance.
I don't
says,
think.
Expect significant casualties. Dozens could die before the bear is neutralized, and if coordination is poor, even 100-plus people might fail. That's a better debate. That's a way better debate.
I agree. Yeah, I don't think it would even be close.
Gorillas are too much like, you know, like this. Like,
yeah.
Something that's like that.
All four.
And then stands up 10 foot. Yeah.
And they're fast as hell, too, aren't they?
Yeah. They
I would never be.
I think it's up
are
to
they
30?
Only in Antarctica or no?
I hope.
I think.
Because I will never.
Well, imagine they came to Wheeling.
Locked up.
Hey,
somewhere.
No, but seriously, they're, I don't know how long this, I'm sure we could Google this, but like a polar bear's skin is black. And their defense mechanism is their fur.
What did you say to me?
Polar bear's skin is black. Their fur is white.
It's translucent.
It's their defense
the
mechanism.
Because they're in Antarctica? Because,
so they can hide.
So it's, to me, they're white. Their skin's white.
They're terrifying.
But yeah.
That's amazing. What a what an animal. I love
why
animal,
is that?
I love animal
that
talk.
That should be extinct. I'll say that. Like, there's some animals that go out. I see people talking about it. Like, those things should not be roaming shit.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, so it's the that the polar bear has the actually a gorilla has a stronger bite force than a polar bear, which is surprising. But
let's put them in front of
great white shark. Oh, what about that? What about 100 people in the water against great white shark?
In the water, you're
that's
dead.
Impossible.
Nope, we're in his home.
Yeah, be named more.
We're in his home.
What about
right.
a hippo?
No.
No, I don't think either.
I've seen hippos with some fucked up teeth. That'd chop your whole arm off.
No. I love watching like a watermelon. Yeah, I love watching I've hippos eat that. Watermelon. Yeah.
Imagine
that's
if
so
they were
cool.
like aggressively trying to pop ahead.
I mean, it would be, I don't think, there's a lot of animals I think that would beat, beat 100 men.
They grab your head like the juicer off of Ned's Declassified squeezing.
All right, here we go. This
like
is the last thing.
Rey Mysterio and, did you great see colleague. I sent, when yeah, I sent yeah. you that?
All right, last thing.
A lifelong enemy is great Collie.
Here we go. This is the Normal or Nah thing that I do on the radio.
That was cool
sometimes.
The other day.
So it's like.
Wait, say the movie one that you did on the
which
radio.
Which one was that?
Are
I
you
going to
do any movie ones or can I do them?
You can ask him whatever.
All right, you're in a movie theater sitting at the very, very top.
Is that normal or not?
No.
That's
what?
Not normal?
No.
I love sitting
you don't, you don't think all the way in the back, like at the top?
I see. I'm horrible for these things because I'm such a weirdo. I want to know the situation. Is it a packed theater?
No, you just there. Walk in and you're like the first couple people to be in there.
I'm not going to the very top, no.
Really?
I'm going middle. I want the best possible seat.
All right, so what about very front?
Fuck no.
No, that's insane.
Bro. You're
that's
sitting
insane.
There, you're sitting there
I
like
watched Hunger Games. Not Hunger Games. Something in middle school, a whole bunch
your,
of eighth
your
graders.
Your neck's hurting.
Trophy went. Some movie that was insanely packed. I sat like this the whole time.
If it's an empty theater and there's anybody in the first five rows, you'd be kicked out of the theater.
That's crazy.
I think going to the top is normal.
Yeah,
I don't think it's not normal. I would not go to the very top.
Checking your phone throughout the movie, even if it's on low brightness.
Is it normal?
It's
normal. People do it, but I wouldn't do it.
So you think it's normal? But I'm saying, do you think personally that it's normal?
Oh man, that's tough.
Checking it, even if it's low brightness. During
so like meaning
movie.
Like no one
I think,
can really see it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's normal. I'm gonna say it's normal.
It is. It's normal.
But I don't.
What do you
it.
Think, Job? I think it's normal. I don't do it like you, but I think it's normal.
As long as you don't have your brightness on.
Yeah, the brightness is
like
crazy,
Nick.
Dude.
Nick, my dad. Be like this.
Then the other movie one was light conversation during the
hell no.
No, not during the movie. Not during the movie. During the previews.
That's normal,
but yeah, I don't do normal. It.
I'm locked in.
One thing about me, when I go to the movies, I'm there for the experience.
From the start to the back.
I need it all. I need to be there way before anything even thinks about starting. See every trailer and then watch a movie inside.
We got to see the Minecraft movie. All right, we're going to go real quick through this real quick. Thinking you'd be okay if a major tragedy hit the world just to shake things up, normal or not.
Normal. Thinking you
would be okay if a major tragedy hit the world just to shake things up, like a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, hell no, not normal.
No, that's not normal. Sometimes hoping for a minor accident so you can take a break from life.
Nah, that's fucked. That's
like
crazy.
A broken arm or
no,
a broken
not,
leg.
No, not, I've been
man,
hurt too
I,
much.
I've thought it. About it sometimes.
See, I get it, but then when you think about I have to rehab my dislocated leg... Whatever.
Yeah,
you
so you've been through it. Like,
yeah, I'm not.
I'm gonna say no, not
here.
Normal. Let's see. Watching violent or disturbing videos online out of morbid curiosity.
Not normal.
Normal.
I think it's normal too.
No way.
Yeah, I think
it's
that's
messed
normal.
Up too,
it is.
But I
it,
think it's normal.
Which I don't do. I
which
I
maybe
that.
It is normal because I know you guys do that. Like Jubb's Instagram's full.
I literally thought of Jubb.
Yeah,
just
me too.
Seeing crazy shit on his Instagram.
Keep going.
feeling angry at people who seem too happy or positive.
See, I don't I don't think it's normal. That people do that. That's like, there's a lot of people
you
that
gotta
do
be
that.
Evil for that.
Yeah. No, I agree.
We know dark evil.
Oh, we know lots of evil.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think a lot of people think that's okay.
Secretly enjoying when a powerful or successful person fails publicly.
That's normal. I think that's normal.
That's messed up. I don't think it is, but
it's
a lot
normal,
of people.
I think that's normal. You have to do it.
Yes. Okay.
People definitely are like, oh, good. They just, this person, this actor, they look like shit.
Yes.
Back to the original one. Believing you'd function better in a post-apocalyptic world than the current one.
No, not normal. Yeah, I don't think.
That's Survivor. Like, yeah. That's like thinking you can. Like, I want to be able to use a microwave.
Yeah, I think it's normal for us to think, like, we would be okay, but we wouldn't be able to function better. But Say is right. I want to be able to wash my dishes. Like,
being more interested in a news story because it's tragic or horrific.
Not okay.
It's not okay, though, but I'm not saying it's...
It's not okay, dude. But I'm laughing because I know people think that's okay. Like, they think that's normal.
Let's see. Boy, these are all just dark. It says occasionally hoping a natural disaster cancels everything so you don't have to deal with it.
Hell no.
No, that's not okay.
Maybe after COVID, I think. I wouldn't say that COVID was a disaster.
COVID was a disaster.
Yeah, thinking you could get away with something terrible if you really wanted to.
Not okay.
I think it's normal.
Yes.
But I mean, doing it.
Oh, so nah. No, not normal.
I think it's normal.
I guess Soup's just a good guy. Yeah, I mean, I've maybe never I'm wanted to do some crazy shit, but I definitely have like been like, I could get away with this.
Yeah, that's what you think, but so does everyone else that gets caught.
No, I agree, but that's what I'm saying, thinking about it. Not like
not actively doing it.
Yeah.
All right, and then let's see if I can find one more here.
One more, and then I got to give a big-time shout-out here.
Let's see. I'm trying to find one that's good. God, these are all dark.
Yeah, give me like a normal one here.
Looking at a crowd and imagining how easily it could descend into chaos.
Jesus.
Not normal.
Not normal. Not normal.
That's some like stop. That's some ancient Greece.
Yes.
Shit.
Like
is it normal that, and I think, well, not this definitely isn't normal when large crowds and we think about what alt would be the best.
Let me ask you guys this. Back in the day in ancient Greece, the people that would have to be in the big arena to like fight lions and stuff, were they like prisoners that were getting in trouble?
Yeah.
Or would people do it for
entertainment?
Or would you do it for entertainment?
Well, no, I mean, some of those guys were like, I think they were soldiers. Some of them were soldiers, but most of them were prisoners that they made do that.
To fight the lions.
If you were not a prisoner doing that, you had to wake up and just have some big ass, like, yeah, I'm dying soon and I'm going out in glory.
Yeah.
Because you are not doing that.
All That's right. not normal.
Shout out.
My last shout out here. I gotta shout this guy out. And I wish I could pull it up on the screen. We don't have it set up today. I know. I'm pretty sure you know this guy. Job Might. Retro Samuel. You know this guy?
This ain't the guy that
This guy that dresses up in these old retro fits.
Oh my goodness.
Fucking the coolest shit ever. This guy's awesome.
Retro Samuel.
Retro Samuel.
I gotta look something up. That baby tie.
And why are you giving him a shout?
He looks like Mr. Rogers.
He just needs a cool shout. I mean, look how sick.
What's the top comment say on that?
Dog shit.
Classic. Nice to him.
Classic elegance. My dad would have loved this. So handsome.
Aww.
My World War II grandpa dressed similar like that.
What's his
looking
name? Samuel?
Looking good,
Retro
bro.
Samuel.
Retro Samuel.
All right,
Sam. I mean, look at him. Look at the Retro Samuel.
That does look good.
All right, Sam. We give you the
job.
I like
job.
I like that people are like showing him love.
Yeah, me too.
Sam's
great perspective on retro winter wear.
All right, well, there you go. Watch Retro
Samuel.
Look,
there he is.
Thanks to Say for joining us.
Thank you, Say.
Yep.
Jarrett, myself, thank you for watching an episode of the Pine Room Podcast. We'll be back here next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you back here in the Pine Room.